might be one of the most interesting simonim in all of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, Shabbos Shelefnei Pesach, and the Shabbos before this Yontif of Pesach, Koranos or Shabbos HaGadol. We call that Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, Mipnei HaNeis Shenasebo, because of the miracle that took place on that Shabbos. That's all they write. That's the entire simon in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes a sif in Shulchan Aruch, a halacha that we have to know. As if it's a halacha, there's a din that we call the Shabbos before Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol because of the miracle. And that's all the halacha says. The Ramah comes and adds something to do. He says there's a minug, therefore, to read the Haggadah from Avadim Hayinu until Al-Khabr Al-Kolav Onoseinu because of the miracle that took place. But as far as the Mechaber is concerned, the entire halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the entire simon, consists of the fact that we call this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Mr. Brooks explains that what was the big nace that took place on this Shabbos that we have to know this din, this halacha that we call this Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. Mr. Brooks explains because on the 10th of the month of Nisan, which we just concluded a couple minutes ago as we passed through Shkia, on the 10th of the month, all of Klal Yisrael was instructed to take a seh. They took a lamb, mishchu k'chulachem, they dragged it through the streets in front of all of the Egyptians. They brought it into their homes. They tied it to their beds, as the Mishnah Berurah writes. So the Egyptians wanted to know, what are you doing with our God? What are you taking the sheep? What's going on with this? They said, well, we're planning on shechting it. We have a special carbon to Hashem. And in the language of the Mishnah Berurah, which I believe is quoting from a Medrash, their teeth were grinding over the fact that they're now forced to watch these slaves, these Jews, take their God, drag it through the street, tie it to their bed in preparation for a shechita, but they couldn't do anything about it. Somehow, miraculously, their hands were tied and they could only sit and watch. So because of this miracle, that they dragged the sheep through the streets and tied it to the beds, and the Egyptians couldn't do anything, we call the Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. That's the big miracle. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Shehaisabo Hascholos HaGeula VeHanisim. This was the beginning of the Geula and of the miracles, of the redemption and the miracles. This is the beginning of the redemption and the miracles. This is 10 months into the story. We've gone through Dam and Sardeya and Kinim, all of the plagues. This compares to some of the miracles that Klal Yisrael experienced, what the Egyptians went through after all the suffering of all of the Makos, the pain and the suffering, and now that their hands are miraculously tied. This is the beginning, and this is the only halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's it. They need to know we call the Shabbos HaGadol because of that. What's the pshat? Why is this so enormous in the scheme of Pesach? Probably almost none of us at our Seder tables mention this miracle. It's not even mentioned. It's not part of the Haggadah, it's not part of our story, it's not part of our Divrei Torah. But this is why we call Shabbos HaGadol. I think the pshat is that this is the Hascholos HaGeula VeHanisim, that this is the first thing in this entire story that Klal Yisrael does. Until this point, the Jewish people have sat and watched the Ribbono Shel Olam do miracle after miracle after miracle. And they haven't had to do a thing. They watched Dam, Tzfardeya, and Kinim, and they watched the Egyptians suffer, but they didn't have to do something. And here is the first step that Klal Yisrael says, we're in. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah, he gave us a tzivoy, the beginning of the process of the Karban Pesach, which the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mil and all that's going on. And we had to go and take their God in front of them, and we had to say to their faces, this is what we're doing. The Ribbono Shel Olam was commanded us to bring this as a korban, and we're going to do it right in front of you, and you're not going to be able to do anything. And it was a step, not in which Klal Yisrael watched what was taking place, but actively participated and said, we're in. We want to be on the team. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a mitzvah. In order to be saved, you have to be in, and we're in. We want in, and we're going to actually do and actively separate ourselves from the mitzvah with this act, which is a mysterious message. Klal Yisrael, such a people, to take the gods of the Egyptians in front of them and say to their faces, this is what we're doing, was a Hascholos HaGeula. It was a new start. It wasn't the beginning of the miracles of the story. We're going to describe an entire night of all the miracles which took place way before this, for months leading up to this. But there's a certain Haschala that begins when Klal Yisrael takes a step as well and actively participates in the Geula and doing something, which is what the Korban Pesach represents as a whole. This was the beginning of the Korban Pesach. The taking of the lamb and tying it for the 4 days before, they actually did that Stam Avoda, the Avoda which creates Klal Yisrael, the Avoda which says we are part of that program. Therefore we call it Shabbos HaGadol. This is the Shabbos in which that takes place, and we remember that particular nace that took place, the nace that the Ribbono Shel Olam did in response to Klal Yisrael's taking the seh in front of them and not allowing the Mitzvah to do anything to them.